when Adam and Eve bowed their knee in that garden, their simple act of disobedience not only impacted them, but it impacted generations long after them. And what was that act? They violated a law of the kingdom of God, and they separated themselves from God's ways of doing things. And now, guess what they found out? Not only was there a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, but there was also a law of sin and death. And in that law of sin and death, you're now operating according to the adversary. Now you take on his nature. Now you're taking on his character. There was a way that seemed right, that it seemed so simple for Eve and Adam and Eve to partake of that fruit, and they didn't see the immediate results, but the results of it, man, lasted and still going on even today because of the simple act of disobedience on their part. Their consequence passed on to all men until Jesus showed up to make another way of escape. Why am I saying this to you this morning? Because God says, don't be like Adam and Eve were. Adam, when he was confronted about what it is he did, he could have easily took responsibility for what it is he did. He did not, because he now had the nature of the adversary. The nature of the adversary is to accuse. In fact, when you think about his name, Diablos is what the name of the devil means. That word Diablo means accuser. He's a slanderer. He will lie. He can't do nothing but lie. In fact, John chapter 8:44 says he lies. He's the father of lies. It says that Adam said, God, it was that woman you gave to me. She ate of it, and then I ate of it. She was the one that ate of it first, Lord, and then I ate of it. Did it change the fact who what rank it was, who ate first or who ate second? At the end of the day, they both violated the word of God. Then God says to the woman, Eve, what have you done? She says, man, Lord, let me tell you about that slippery snake, Slick Willy. He gave of it, and he hoodwinked me, Lord, and that's how I ate of it. Neither one of them took responsibility for their action. And God says, even in the body today, even from top to bottom, from apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, to members of the body of Christ, he says, people are making excuses for their behavior. People are making excuses for the lifestyle. He says, they're creating different versions of Jesus and different versions of God. And he says, all these things would happen in the last day because the adversary is deceiving you.